Previously on That's What She Said.
Asshole.
It was a very good time.
You did that right next to her. Like, all silent. Like,
hey.
There's a difference.
Oh my God, I laughed so hard.
So we went and had a nice 4.5-hour lunch at the House of Blues. Mm-hmm. Oh, they loved us. I mean, that bill must have been, like, all in all, when everyone left, we must have dropped. We didn't drop that much, but.
Four, 15.
I mean, our first bill before our server left, because we lapped our server.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When she cashed us out, it was $320, basically.
Like 320, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they went and bought a few more rounds of drinks after that, some appetizers, and stuff. Like, and four. So that was easily another $100. Because
mm-hmm.
his drinks were $20 a piece.
That's
because they're charging double, and that's kind of bullshit. Because it's like, you're not giving me double the tonic, motherfucker.
Right.
If you're gonna charge me double, bring me two drinks.
Yeah, should have done that.
He wasn't paying for them though, so
no, he didn't care.
Yeah,
and he was being so.
He's like, what did I? How much did I pay for this?
Zero.
And I really wish I could have bought you some more drinks, but unfortunately we're a little brokey this week.
Yeah, but he did give us all some
awesome prizes. I got a tote bag.
I got a shirt that says "I love Big Fatty."
His picture on it.
Yeah, me too.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Previously on
Big Fatty.
His drinks were $20 a piece.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4820. The VFO for Thirsty, the 30th of July, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I stand corrected. That was not Sassy McSassass. Big Fatty can't wait to hear. Hello, foot and mouthers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're foot and mouthers. Actually, you're not foot and mouthers, but Big Fatty is, y'all. Now, on yesterday's little show, I read a comment from old Stinkpot, and y'all, evidently, Stinkpot goes way back. He used to fry chicken with something called oven fry, but who knows? I didn't know he was an older white woman, but Big Fatty, I bet he liked white wine as well, probably. No, that would have been Southern Baptist. That would have been flavoring. But y'all, on yesterday's little show, I played the clip I have of Sassy saying, "Good morning, Big Fatty." But y'all, then I went back and listened to last week's Good Morning Greetings. Y'all, there wasn't a Sassy greeting on there, and I went, well, could it have been two weeks ago? And y'all, I went back and I listened to the Good Morning Greetings 2 weeks ago, and y'all, this is what I heard.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Now, y'all, would you think that was Sassy McSassass? Well, Big Fatty did, and you know, I'll play what the Sassy one that I have, so you can get a kind of thing. Hear them back to back. I'm playing back to back.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Morning, Fatso.
Now, y'all, the first good morning is a very kind, laid back and just exuding kindness, wishing Big Fatty good morning. And the other one couldn't be bothered. Called Big Fatty a fatso and just put out. Y'all, now come to find out that the first one is the one that was on the Good Morning Big Fatty, and y'all, that was something that the mechanicals did that, but y'all, the person that got the mechanicals to do that, y'all, it was Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon did that, so apologies to Sassy and Miss Bacon. That's pretty good imitation of Sassy. Big Fatty. music, it's true. And y'all, by the way, as you're hearing this, Bergwater is on his way over to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for all, because it's the inappropriate cement pond party this weekend. And you know, Bergwater is the master of ceremonies. Yes, Big Fatty, it just means that people just, by the end of it, they'll say, will he ever shut up? Well, it's kind of like doing a live BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, I hadn't thought of it that way. But y'all, I'm sorry to say that I will not be in town this weekend for the premiere. I guess it's the premiere. Y'all, you know that his little show, they have a trunk and they pull out these costumes and say, oh, let's put on a show. And y'all, the show is called The Puzzle. A Big Fatty, is it about Mr. Cackle? No, but y'all, before I forget, y'all, today, Thursday, y'all, Mr. Cackle and Mr. K, y'all, they are signing the paperwork for their the Vine House is what Mr. Cackle calls it. And anyway, so congratulations to them, and I hope the writer's cramp clears up soon. Big Fatty, it's usually the people selling that have the writer's cramp, not the buyers. Well, regardless, take your special pen, P-E-N. Y'all, Alex Lefebvre's little show, The Puzzle, is debuting in Charleston. Now, y'all, I don't have the details correct, but y'all, he and Brandon will be in town, and I'm sorry I'm going to miss them, but y'all, you know, it's just the way things are. Big Fatty, you didn't get your nipple nap, did you? No, I didn't. But, y'all, let's just go back. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I went over to Shady Pines. Y'all had a lovely evening with my lady friend, and y'all, I had the Caesar salad with the grilled scrimps. Y'all, it's always a winner. Always a winner. And so I did that, and then I headed back home, and I got back home. I think I mentioned that the sports ball game had been postponed on Tuesday evening. So, y'all, I got home, and, of course, I watched the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And, y'all, then after that, I turned on the Netflix and chill. And, I went and I found those, you know, I had mentioned that there was the Heartstopper podcast. They were video podcasts, y'all, is some drag queen was hosting it. But y'all, I watched the one with the two main characters. What are their names? I don't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know who I'm talking about. And then there was another one that was, it was like the making of Heartstopper, the final movie, and just showed clips of, you know, the crews getting ready and all the young people doing crazy things and all this kind of stuff. And, y'all, it was cute. It was cute. And just really enjoyed those. So, y'all, go and take a look at all of those, if you will. Y'all, I did do some reading in my Apple Snack book. And, y'all, I headed to bed. I don't know. It was probably was a little too early, to tell you the truth, because y'all, I slept okay. It took me a while to go to sleep. But, y'all, then I woke up about 4:45 a.m. in the morning and just kind of I got up and TT'd. I don't feel like that was the reason I woke up. But anyway. And, but y'all, I tossed and turned until after 5 o'clock. And thank goodness I went back to sleep and woke up just before the Miss Gayle King show. You know, she's I think she's on vacation now. She's probably with that okra. That okra that loves bread. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Okra loves bread. And, y'all, I had that on and got up, read my paper, had my coffee, had an English muffin, and a couple of little lemon donuts, and then did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off to go get my hairs cut, because y'all, you know, I've I've got to look less old. And when you cut the gray hair off, you look less old. Big Fatty, it's in the eye of the beholder. Anyway, and y'all, you know, my favorite barber, she's moved on. But y'all, I went to this lady. She had given me a good flat top before, and I went to her, and y'all, she did such a good job. I mean, it was as close to the other girl as I could possibly get. And y'all, I was tickled pink. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, I came back here to the villa. And, y'all, my yard guy, I got here and, he was out, cleaning, you know, sprucing up the yard here at the villa, the grounds, if you will. Y'all, that makes me very happy. So it'll look lovely. It'll look lovely when Alex Lefebvre and Brandon come by. They're gonna as they say, overnight here on Saturday. Y'all, I gotta remember to turn the burglar alarm off, because y'all, last time they were here, I thought I had turned it off, but they used the code to get in, and it started going off. And y'all, I was driving around the corner to come park Earl Grey. Y'all, by the way, Earl Grey had 12,700 and something miles on it after two years. So I think that's pretty good. But anyway, I no, what did I do there? Oh, y'all, I'm. I printed out. I went to the Vons East website, and y'all, I go in and I click on the things that I want on my shopping list, and then I print the shopping list. Well, y'all, when I printed it out, y'all, I had forgotten that I had put photo paper in the printer tray. Y'all, I had a lovely 8x10 of my shopping list. So y'all, it was just really a very photographic day at the Vons East. Y'all, speaking of the Vons East, before we went there, I picked up the nip. We went and got Earl Grey washed, and then Big Fatty, you went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it, y'all, as I do on Hump Day. Y'all went to the Vons East. Now, y'all, I'm out of town all weekend long, so I didn't need much, and y'all, I basically just bought shit. That's okay, because it was on sale. It was half-price shit. Y'all, the first thing I got, y'all, I got a bag of beer-battered onion rings. Y'all, I want to see how those are in the aisle. And the Aya Fryer, and y'all, these are not those kind of crummy, crumb-covered onion rings. It's more of a crispy crust. Y'all, they had the Butterball ground turkey on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Von's East chocolate chip cannoli dip. Half price, buy one, get one free. So, y'all, you know, that's when I, if there's something new, I thought I'd try it. And the lady checking me out, she was looking at it and she says, "Oh, that looks good. What are you gonna dip in that?" I said, "Well, to tell you the truth, I think I'm just gonna dip a spoon in it." And y'all, she goes, "Oh, that's exactly what I do too." Y'all, you know, the old people, they love to chit-chat at the Progressive grocery store. Y'all, they had the buffalo chicken dip. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they've got some new kind of Kraft macaroni and cheese. Y'all, this was, it's called the restaurant version, and y'all, it's three different fancy things, and they were buy one, get one free, so I thought I'd try one of those. Y'all, they had the little powdered donuts on sale. I got another bag of those, and then, y'all, I thought, well, you know, I will get me a little something that I can eat and maybe take with me over to the Metropolitan or have here when I get home, and so, y'all, I picked up a box of 20 Von's East Fried Chicken Wings. That was the only thing that wasn't on sale. Y'all, they had the Jell-O Banana Cream Instant Pudding on sale, so I wanted to try that. And y'all, they had this special candy bars, big candy bars. I've never tried them, and I thought I'd try it since they will buy one, get one free. Y'all, it's the Tony Chocolony everything candy bar. Y'all have spent $40.12, but saved $26.55. Yeah, that's it, y'all. I forgot to tell you, on the way to get Earl Grey washed in the Von's East, y'all went by the Sam's Club to fill up Earl Grey for the trip. To the links, and y'all, $3.52 a gallon. Y'all, that's up from the last time I filled up. So you know, just you just never know what's going to happen at the when you get the gas. Big Fatty, usually you clear a room when you get the gas. Well, there's probably some truth to that, but anyway, y'all, watched the Hatlanta Braves. Y'all, they got the ass beat in the afternoon game on Hump Day. And y'all, the evening game is yet to be played. But anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from That's What She Said. And y'all, that was a little show based out in the California, and y'all, I don't remember the names of the guys that did that, but y'all, they did come to Big Fatty's meet and greet out there in the California, Southern California, y'all. We had it at the House of Blues in at Ratland, y'all. And Melissa, the Mama the Confused, had to sit beside me. And y'all, needless to say, that was crazy. And y'all, then one of them went to The Price is Right with us. And y'all, gentlemen, anything you want to say about that special meet and greet?
Previously on
Big Fatty,
his drinks were $20 a piece.
Oh yes, Big Fatty was, well, y'all were the ones buying them. $20, yes.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.